USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching the properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with that person of interest, but agents say they're not prepared to name a suspect yet. Investigators are digging into questions of a motive for the blast, trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location of downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran says investigators are working to gather as much evidence at the blast site as they can.
A giant jigsaw puzzle created by a bomb that throws pieces of evidence across multiple city blocks. And they've got to gather it, they've got to catalog it, they've got to put it back together and try to find out what the picture of that puzzle looks like.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots and water, celery and water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are pushing President Trump to sign a funding bill before certain provisions to help small businesses and the unemployed get through the pandemic run out. The president initially asked Congress for an amended COVID relief bill that increased the stimulus payments in the bill from $600 to $2,000. He also wanted billions in spending trimmed out of the package. If the president doesn't sign the bill by midnight Saturday, unemployment benefits for independent contractors and a $300 boost to unemployment payments would expire. The federal government could also shut down on Tuesday if the president doesn't sign a funding bill by then. Congressman French Hill is urging the president to sign this bill. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the funding would help American families now.
We got a bipartisan, overwhelming support for this $900 billion COVID-19 relief that helps our small businesses, helps those on unemployment, has rental assistance in it. In my view, the president should sign this bill because it helps American families today.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Joe Biden's first official campaign speech, he promised to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour if elected president. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009, which comes out to roughly $15,000 a year for someone working 40 hours a week. Dan Geltrude is an economist and certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News that a $15 an hour minimum wage would have an effect on everyone.
My position always has been related to raising the minimum wage. I understand the reason for it, and again, it can be an emotional one to say, hey, listen, there's people who literally can't make it on such a low wage, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. At the same time, the free market is not going to react well. Employers are not going to react well. They are going to move a lot more quickly to artificial intelligence and technology to replace people in order to save on those costs. It's not just the $15 an hour. It's the wage compression related to people who make $15 an hour now have to be moved up to 20 or 30 or some other number. So it's not just minimum wage. It's a push of the entire wage base for an employer much higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.